We're joined now by Gary Brittain. He's a building consultant in Brea, California. His son, Army Private First Class Joel Brittain, died in Iraq last month. Mr. Brittain, first, our sympathies to you for your loss, and thank you for agreeing to speak with us.
Okay.
I just wonder, have you seen these photographs, and are they disturbing for you?
We first heard about the photographs yesterday, and I'm just looking at the photograph. What I'm seeing is probably something, because I'm from the Vietnam era, that I've seen before. So on the surface, it's not disturbing, because the context of the story I'm looking at in the Seattle Times is they want us to know how well the soldiers are honored on their way home, and I think they should be, and I think that they are.
The Pentagon's position is that these are troubling issues for the families. The families deserve privacy throughout this process of returning the remains of their loved ones to them, and letting the families control all aspects of that.
I think there's an importance to that. I mean, they certainly were honoring of Joel and how they supported the family, how they're continuing to support the family, how they've respected his young bride's privacy and our privacy, and their attitude is we can't do too much.
Well, you are the family member we have been able to talk with today, and I just want to know, is it okay with you that other people see these pictures?
I'm not bothered by this photo. I would have appreciated a photo of my son, the ceremony of him being removed from the airplane. I don't know if I would have wanted to share that with all the public. And like I said before, because of Vietnam, where we more of the photos were shared of soldiers returning home and stuff, it didn't catch me off guard. In fact, I was quite surprised that there weren't photos of this, actually, but because we've been just so caught up in our own sadness and the loss of our son, that I don't know that I'd considered that aspect.
How are you doing, sir?
Not well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not coming home, or he is home. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, his loss is deep. Everybody in the family is still caught up in the mourning. You know, his bride is devastated, and it's just striking so close to home. We lost another young man from our small area. I mean, as big as California is, we live in a very small town and part of the big area. And so when these things happen, it strikes home. It becomes a big loss.
Gary, thank you for speaking with us today.
Well, thank you guys for finding out how people feel.
Gary Brittain lost his son, Army PFC Joel Brittain, last month in Iraq. He's a building consultant in Brea, California. Gary, thank you.